Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, fellow adults, let's figure out adult life together.
Because adulting wasn't taught in school. Listen to stories, questions, and sometimes expert advice on adulting, self-development,
finding stability, relationships, health, well-being, and more. Because
it's an adult thing.
Woot woot! Welcome to another episode, fellow adults. This is your mumshi, Nika.
And your other mumshi, Carla. Batiin natin ang fellow adults natin who help spread the word about our show. Tulad na lang ng mga nagpo-post about us sa IG tsaka sa IG stories nila. Sina Dom Malto, Yo Carol, John Edward Misalang, and Carl Haina.
All right. Sa Twitter naman, hello to Jay, aka at HKK0B. Or is that at HCOB? Hindi natin alam.
Hakakob.
Hakakob. Ah, maybe. Baka Hakob yung pangalan niya, Jacob or something. Hakakob.
Ah, makes sense.
Hula.
Okay.
At ito pa, may message sa atin ang bagong recruit sa adulting tribe natin na si Jan Angeli Angeles Perez. Apat yung pangalan niya. Sabi ni Jan Angeli Angeles Perez, I'm a new fan here from Canada. Oh my God, international. Always listening to your podcasts while jogging. And ang dami ko din natututunan. Plus, kakatawa ang tandem yung dalawa. Both funny and smart. Wow. Bet ang mga backup facts and studies to support ang opinion. Love it. Thank you. Heart.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jan, and to all our fellow adults who help grow our tribe online man yan or when you personally recommend our show sa mga kakilala nyo or pag fina-force nyo na makinig yung mga katrabaho ninyo sa office.
Correct mga, behavior.
Yan, mga roommates ninyo, mga kamag-anak ninyo. Thank you very much. Malaking bagay yan para sa show natin. Kaya, thank you very, 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 very much.
Yes. Another thing pala guys na makakatulong sa podcast is if you hit that bell icon or yung subscribe button.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi syempre lalago yung following natin and at the same time, manonotify agad kayo if may bago tayong episode release.
Mm.
So pakipindot na po if you haven't subscribed yet. Maraming salamat.
Yan. Okay. Ang pag-uusapan natin today ay mga specific at actual adulting challenges ninyo, mga fellow adults, ang ating mga listeners. Kasi nga, every once in a while, may mga ilan sa inyo na nagme-message sa amin ni Carla asking for advice. Akala nila, marami tayong alam sa
buhay. Akala nila, galing-galing natin real life.
So ito, magmamarunong kami.
Okay, panindigan natin to.
So, imbes na mag-type kami ng nobelang sagot, dito na lang natin sa podcast i-discuss ang mga pinagdaraanan ninyo sa buhay.
Yep. So we have three letters to read and discuss. Isang tungkol sa friendship, isang tungkol sa love life, tsaka isang tungkol sa health. Pero bago natin himay-himayin ang pinagdaraanan ng tatlong letter senders natin, Mom, magkumusahan muna tayo.
Alright.
And of course, pati yung fellow adults natin na nakikinig, let's ask each other, ano ang recent adulting highlight at adulting lowlight natin?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dagdag ko lang, Mom. So, we're going to read letters, right? So, itong mga pinadala nila, we asked for their permission before before we share their stories. Kasi iba medyo personal, about them. So we asked
with
for
consent
their...
to guys.
Yes, yeah.
Baka so, madala yung mga nagme-message
naku,
sa atin.
Baka biglang i-airin nila yung mga tanong ko.
Tatanong lang naman ako, alam na ng buong adulting tribe.
So we asked for their permission na bibigyan natin sila ng advice on
air.
The podcast, on
the,
air. Yes.
The podcast mismo.
Alright.
Okay. Oh, highlight, low light.
Highlight. Birthday ng pinsan ko, baby cousin. Baby cousin, pero mas matangkad siya sa akin. Si, siya kasi yung bunso sa magpipinsan. Aww. Si Belle, Isabel Sevilla. Nag-birthday siya recently, 17th birthday. And first time kong isama si Pao to aww meet the cousins. So yun. And sila pa yung nag-invite na, sa atin, sama mo naman si Pao para aww mag-meet naman siya. So parang, ayun. So it was a happy dinner with my cousins.
Ayan. Happy birthday, Belle.
Yeah. Happy anong birthday. Handa? Japanese food and ice cream. Yan.
Nag-crib ako, mami.
Sorry na. Ano ba? Adulting low light, it's out of my control. Pero ang ulan-ulan lately, so nakakalabas, di makapag-dragon boat. Na-cancel actually yung isa naming dragon boat race na pinaghandaan namin for a few months. Again. So the weather is kind of a downer. But it's nothing we can control, so we just gotta look at the bright side.
Na-stranded pa ako, mami, sa labas ng village namin. Nag-coffee shop lang ako. Pagpasok, di na ako maka-uwi. Lulutang na yung kotse ko pag sinuong ko. So hanggang umaga ako sa main
sa
gate.
Kalsada. Natulog sa kalsada.
Di ako natulog. Nakadilat lang ako nag-iintay ng baha na humupa. Ayun. So yeah, it's a low light for many of us.
Mm-hmm. Ikaw, ano naman ang low light and highlight mo?
Naku, wala akong ka-low-light low.
Yes! Saya-saya ni Carla eh. Walang pinagdaraanan yan sa buhay ngayon.
Ako pa ba? Oo. Wala! De, so, kung napakinggan nyo na yung iba kong mga previous highlight slash low-light, mukhang may pahapyaw naman na I haven't been okay for the past few weeks. Well, it was due to a failing relationship kasi... So, yun yung low light. So, I wasn't happy for how many weeks na sa relationship. And I don't think the other person was either. Ang highlight ko ay...
Shh, Carla, okay lang yan. Punasan mo yung luha mo.
Ang highlight ko ay, I'm proud na this time, I'm able to pluck myself out of a situation na hindi naman mabuti for me.
Aww. She's a grown-up.
I know,
she's
right?
She's an adult.
Yeah. So...
She's mature.
So proud ako for letting go of something I really wanted. You saw it. Mm-mm. You witnessed.
Nakikinig si ate.
I really wanted... it to work out.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I really loved the person, but this time I cannot betray myself anymore.
Pak!
Just to keep somebody else in my life.
Okay. Guys, palakpakan ko natin. Woo! Si Carla.
Batting my own back.
Let's go. Good job, girl.
Yon. So hindi naman ako like in bliss, pero posible pala na you can be sad and feel good at the same time. Yung you feel good about yourself. Na it's difficult, but good job self for choosing you this time.
Very reminiscent of our self-care episode. Kasi sinabi natin, iba yung temporary happiness.
Pleasure.
Being in that relationship. Pero iba yung good for you in the long term.
Yes. Good for my well-being.
For your well-being.
Mm-mm. Eh, top value ko yung health and well-being, diba? So, nung bumabangga na yung something na importante sa bagay na pinaka-importante sa akin, I had to make that choice, that decision. We did naman, mutually.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun, happy.
Happy.
Next, charot!
Yeah! Good job! All right.
Sige.
Okay, let's get to the adulting concerns now of our fellow adults.
Mm-hmm.
Unahin natin ang message ni Kahel.lila.
Oh, orange.purple.
Oo nga, no? Sabi ni Lila, I have this ano po kasi, gusto ko yung meron siyang filler words sa type na message. Very, naririnig ko yung parang I can imagine how she's saying it.
Yes,
I love
me
it.
Too.
Okay, sige. Sabi ni Lila, I have this ano po kasi, self-limiting belief din po ata, na if you're not from a well-off family, you'll be left out or be treated differently. Mostly of my friends po kasi ay medyo may status nga po. Or let's say
for status single or in a relationship.
Pending. Or let's say, for a lack of better words, quote unquote, may masasabi. Lol. So, sige.
Okay. Ano sabi nila?
So, ito sabi Lila. So, that belief po affects the way I interact with them. Like, sometimes I'm scared to share that I can't afford this or that.
Mm.
I want to ask po sana if I'll be honest with them about my social status. Will my belief be true po ba?
Mm.
And what can I do to stop comparing myself with them po and throwing pity parties for me?
Who's throwing pity parties for her? The friends or siya?
She herself.
Okay.
I think she's throwing pity parties for herself. So, naa siya sarili niya?
Mm-hmm.
May pumaparty. Oo, ganyan. Nakalang Lila.
Tawa naman ako.
So sad to be bored.
Wait lang.
Something I would do.
Sorry, Lila, hindi ka namin pinagtatawa na na-relate kasi.
Relate, yes.
Okay, ikaw muna, mami.
Sige, tuloy talaga kang kasalita dito.
Sige. Kasi, I think, mas relatable for you kasi ilang beses mo nang nababanggit sa podcast na issue or insecurity mo rin yon growing up.
Yes. Hanggang ngayon, actually.
Actually, no. Pero pinaparty mo na lang.
Kahirapan! Poverty!
If you can't stop it, join it!
Share! Okay, sige. Okay, so first of all, Lila, good job.
Mm.
For recognizing that it is a limiting belief.
Yes.
So, good
actually.
Job. At nakikinig to ng It's an Adult Thing.
Balita ko okay yung podcast na yun.
Oo, natututo. Nakikinig. Yan. And yun nga, minessage ko na rin si Lila about it na sobrang relate ko sa kanya na growing up, I also have friends na mayaman, ganyan. Hindi kami pareho ng socio-economic status. And I think normal yung feelings mo. Normal yan na you can feel insecure, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Ako growing up, I was very insecure. May mga school activities ako na hindi mabayaran, school trips na hindi mapuntahan, mga project na tipid na tipid. So, hindi ko siya mapaganda. Yung mga ganon.
Mm-hmm.
Or halata sa mga damit na suot-suot ko or sa mga gamit ko na we are not of the same socioeconomic status.
Mm.
Pero, it made me compensate so bad on many other things.
Kaya ka paandar.
Kaya ako nag-aral lang mabuti. Kasi, kailangan, okay, fine. Hindi nila ako papag-examine dahil wala akong permit. Pero, pag nag-exam na ako, hindi mababa yung grades ko.
Mm-hmm.
Yan. So, naka-insecure. Oh my gosh, trauma.
Ako pala umiiyak, ha?
Yan. So, ganun. Okay. Also, ayun. And sa UP, let's recover for a bit.
Yeah.
Ayan.
Para hindi masira yung shining, shimmering eyeshadow mo.
So, sa UP, you have classmates from all walks of life. May mga from public schools, na mahirap talaga, scholar talaga.
Mm-mm.
And mayroon mga from exclusive schools, mayaman, dekotse, etc. And I think it's a good thing kasi hindi ka, parang may kita mo na, okay, it's normal. Hindi ako nasa laylayan ng lipunan.
May ganun, mas mahirap sa akin.
Hindi, na meron talagang, ganun talaga, it's a reality of life na iba-iba kayo ng socioeconomic status.
True.
And you have to
true.
Roll with that. Ganyan.
You're not different, as in sore thumb different.
Yes, exactly. And nung college, syempre, you want to fit in. Ganyan, with your peers. So, dahil nga may mga kaibigan ako mayayaman. So, start of the month, kaya ko maka-keep up. Gastos din ako. Ganyan. After 3 days, wala na akong makain.
Ansit kanto na lang.
Itlog na lang. Ganyan. So, from sobrang gastos, biglang ng gutom. Ganon. So, looking back, it was not very smart of me to do that. Ganyan.
Pero cool ka for 3 days.
After nun, guys, hindi na akong kakain. Hindi ako gutom eh. Charot, oh, pero,
busy pala ako. Hindi ako makasama sa party.
Hindi ako gutom eh. Pero kumakalamig siguro. Yan. And until now, minsan nagagawa ko pa rin yun. So just saying, Lila, na sobrang relate ko sa mga pinagdaanan mo.
Mm-mm.
And as in anything in life, the simplest answer, kasi you're asking if I should be honest with them about my social status, the simplest answer is, as always, to tell the truth. But it's also the hardest thing to do.
Yeah, simple doesn't mean easy.
Yes, uh-huh. So, yan. So, I was honest about it with my friends. I saw you guys, hindi ko na-afford. Or parang, pwede mo sa iba na tayo kumain kasi mal-mal dyan eh. Ganyan. So, how did that work out for me? I found my true friends.
Yes.
Ganyan. So, kung true friends sila, they were either say, ah, sige, sa ibang tayo kumain. Or sige, ah, sige, wag na tayong pumunta. Mag-hangout na lang tayo dito, ganyan. Or, kung eto, best tong mga to, ililibre kita! Hindi, sumama ka na, ililibre kita! Yan, so kung talagang may masasabi yung mga kaibigan mo, ililibre ka niyan!
Sige na, kung may masasabi ka, sabihin mo!
Yan, so you will find your true friends. So either they will adjust for you or they will help you out. Ganyan. Yon. So, that's how it worked for me. Yon. And, siguro, bibigyan ko ng steps on how you can
make them libre you.
This. Yeah. Kung paano ka magpapalibre. Bale, ganito. Kunyari, tatanong mo lang kung masarap ba yan? Ganun.
Ano yan? Kinalasaan yan eh. Patikim.
Patay gutom tips pa lang mo kukuha ni Lila sa akin.
Nakakaanim na subo na eh, no? Hindi ko matikman.
Yan, yan, yan. So, first of all, the thing that you need to do is to recognize your negative self-talk. And I think na-recognize naman ni Lila because she knows she's throwing pity parties at herself. So, good job. And then, ito ginagawa ko until now, na noon hindi ko alam gawin. It's to practice gratitude.
Okay.
To be thankful for the little things. And to do it consciously, na also forcing yourself.
Para at kasi, first, kasi if it's not a default for you, kung hindi mo siya kinalakihan, hindi mo siya habit, may resistance talaga yung sistema mo. It's new, it's alien, it's novel. So, you will have to force yourself sa umpisa until it becomes organic.
Actually, nung inumpisan ko tong
gratitude,
being grateful or yung gratitude, nung una, ang tagal bago ko makaisip, may kaka-thankful ko. Ang dami ko ng problema. Hanggang sa maging mas madali na siya kasi even the small things are things that we can be grateful for.
Easy na yun for you to remember things.
Yes.
Sige nga, ngayon, 3 things you're thankful for.
Kumain ako ng lunch kanina.
Woo!
Hindi ako na-aksidente habang nakasakay ng angkas.
Sapa?
Kasama kita ngayon.
Aww,
dito sa studio ng Podcast Network Asia.
Napagkaganda-ganda.
Yes, at pagkalamig-lamig.
At tinutulungan pa tayo ni JB na nasa audio booth. Thank you.
Yan. Yon. Ikaw!
Ano?
And then, gratitude mo.
Gratitude ko.
What are you grateful for?
Grateful for... Hindi bumaha. Nakalabas ako ng village. Sumupa. Charot!
Ano?
Pero yeah, get the point na. So, it will become easier over time.
So, ayun, Lila, look for things that you can be grateful for, big or small. Yan. And then, ito siguro, nagkaroon na tayo ng episode about this, self-care, self-love, or self-compassion. Ganyan. Remember na your financial limitations don't define who you are. So, kung wala kang pambili ng ganitong bag or ng ganitong gadget, doesn't mean you're less of a person. It just means you're poor. Charot!
Mami, meron ako isang good friend sa UPIS kasi, public school. 10 years ako sa public school, UPIS, UP College, and then master's. So, one of my close friends nung high school, parang everybody knew he's not well off.
Ay, mahirap.
Iyo. Charot. Siyempre, tropa namin siya. And, I'm sure may insecurities, pero hindi niya tinatago, hindi niya kinakahiya. Tapos yung mga new stuff niya, quote-unquote new creations niya.
Bag!
May bago siyang bag. Eh, creative kasi yun eh. Mm. Super creative. Mm. Ano yun? Magtatahi siya ng katsa. Tapos, gagawin niyang... Hindi siya magtatahi siya. Okay. Hindi siya sasayaw.
Ah, okay.
Yung katsa...
Mananahi
ano?
Siya.
Mananahi siya.
Okay. Let's go. Mananahi siya ng katsa.
Tapos, lalagyan niya ng artwork. So, meron na siyang sling bag.
Love it!
Tapos yung mga gift niya sa amin, I can't remember him ever giving me any physical gift. Pero I remember meron akong isang birthday na ang gift niya sa akin, artwork ng, kasi one of my favorites, Matrix.
Tapos parang The Matrix movie.
The Matrix trilogy.
Ah, okay.
Forlogy na pala ngayon.
Forlogy, love it. Quadrology.
Ah, okay. Kasi trilogy yan. Forlogy, charot. Sorry na po. Ayun, so artwork ng isa ko sa characters. Yun.
Galing.
So he owned it. And at the same time, naalala ko yung binanggit mo kanina, he compensated. Wala akong pambili ah. At tangina, ika-creative ko to.
Oh, gagawa.
Mm-mm.
Love it. Yes. We love a fighter.
Yes.
So, yon. Self-compassion for yourself. Talk to yourself kindly. Ayun, maging creative at maibilidad. Anong ibang pwedeng gawin nyo together ng mga friends mo na hindi mo kailangan gumastos?
Ayun, magchismisan kayo, magbash kayo ng ibang tao.
Yan, yung ginawa namin ni Carla. Yun, so you have to be creative, maging maibilidad. And then, your true friends will value you for who you are.
Mm-mm.
Not for what you have or don't have.
Mm-mm.
So, yun. So, it's a good filtration system. Filtration!
Irrigation!
Yon. And kung meron mang mabawas sa mga kaibigan mo because hindi ka maka-keep up with their lifestyle, you can always expand your circle.
Mm-mm.
Magsama-sama tayong mahihirap.
Charot!
You can always expand your circle. Look for other people with the same interests as you. Ganyan. Lagi ko sinabi. Ikaw naman.
Agree. Yun lang.
Approve.
Approve. Agree. More or less, echo na lang yung mga naiisip ko kasing sagot, ma'am. So, medyo iklian ko.
Sige.
Talaga ba, Carla? Iklian mo talaga yan. Kasi more or less, echo nung mga sinabi mo eh. Ako naman, although not particularly nasa laylayan, pero yun nga, public school ako for 10 years. Tapos mixed, di ba? Mixed talaga yung tao. Pati sa org natin, sa college, di ba? May mga nabubuhay sa dorm, mga, as in, instant mga kinakain, merong galing mansyon, dihatid sundo ng driver, di ba? May ganon. So, relate ko yung ganong realidad. And yung sinabi mo na true friends will accept and celebrate you for who and what you are. Sobrang totoo yun. I remember this. Merong maikling video si Mel Robbins. Motivational speaker siya and author. So, meron siyang maikling video. Ganda eh. Tawag niya doon, Let Them Theory.
Okay.
Let Them. Hanapin ko ba ngayon para marinig? Teka.
Ah, sige, sige, sige.
I just heard about this thing called the Let Them Theory. I freaking love this. If your friends are not inviting you out to brunch this weekend, let them. If the person that you're really attracted to is not interested in a commitment, let them. If your kids do not want to get up and go to that thing with you this week, let them.
Ma, shut up.
So much time and energy is wasted on forcing other people to match our expectations. And the truth is, if somebody, especially somebody you're dating or who's a friend or somebody you're trying to partner with in business, if they are not showing up how you need them to show up, do not try to force them to change. Let them be themselves because they are revealing who they are to you. Just let them. And then you get to choose what you do next.
Yes.
In Tagalog, hamusha!
Hamusha! Actually!
Hamusha!
I know it's easier said than done. So, point lang is, we can be ourselves. For example, socioeconomically, you can reveal that to your friends. If they ostracize you, if they reject you, it's hurtful.
It will be.
But let them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't force them into behaving in ways that you would want them to. So, yung sinasabi ni Nika na at least makikita mo kung accepted ka talaga nila for who and what you are at the moment. So, let them, kung makita mo na, ah, okay, ganun lang pala yung basihan ng friendship namin. Kung sino yung may pang party, sino yung wala. Now, decision nila yun eh. Now, it's on you kung magstay ka ba sa group na yun or you pluck yourself out of that tribe, out of that community.
Yeah.
It's on you. And find other people who will celebrate you for who you are at the moment. And kanina ko pa sinasabing at the moment kasi sana ma-realize natin na yung purchasing power natin, temporary yan. Even millionaires can be bankrupt the next day. Posible yun. So I hope we don't get to identify so much with our purchasing power. So what if makita natin yung purchasing power natin na okay, wala tayong budget for now. Oo. Pero huwag natin isipin na mahirap tayo para hindi siya maging part ng identity natin. Kasi posible rin siyang maging yun nga, self-limiting belief. Self-fulfilling prophecy. Like, for the longest time, ang tagal ko nang walang budget for travel, ah. But I don't tell myself that I am poor.
Yeah. I agree. Lagi ko nga dyan na joke na mahirap ako, dukha, ganyan. Pero it's something I should change. Kasi habang sinasabi ko siya in my head or out loud, nare-reinforce yung thought na yon about myself. Tama. Thank you for the reminder.
Yes, yes. So, yon, para di siya maging part ng identity mo. I know naman, it's so much more than that na maalala mo siya sa mga gamit mo, paano ka itrato ng ibang tao, pag nako-compare mo yung sarili mo sa iba. Hindi natin maiwasan yun eh. Mako-compare talaga natin yung sarili natin sa iba. Social beings tayo Pero at least man lang, we can help ourselves by not reinforcing it further. Telling yourself na mahirap ka. Wala ka palang enough purchasing power ngayon. Na napaka-temporary, napaka-arbitrary. Pwede pa yan magbago.
It will, it will. To be fair, hindi naman sinabi ni Lila na dukha siya or mahirap siya.
Okay.
Sinabi lang niya, different status siya from her friends.
Yung pala so, milyonaryo siya, no? Tapos yung friends niya, bilyonaryo.
Tapos sabi ako nang sabi na tayo mahirap.
Okay,
sabi ni Lila, excuse me, ha? I'm not like you, Niga. Yun, to be fair, hindi naman niya sinasabi yun. Tama, tama.
Tapos i-add ko na lang, Mami, kasi binanggit mo yung gratitude, practice, being grateful, yung ililista mo yung mga things you're grateful for. Isa ko pang naiisip, direct antidote din. Halimbawa, naiisip mo yung aspect na yon ng buhay mo na wala kang masyadong pera. Nakakababa ng self-esteem yun, di ba? Honestly, may recent episode ako na, I mean, may recent personal akong pinagdaanan, alam ni Nika to, na ganun din, na nagka-financial challenge ako, tas it felt bad. So, in times na mababa ang self-esteem natin, finances man ang dahilan or other things, one direct antidote is, bukod sa gratitude, what are you proud of about yourself? Pang-antidote yun, kasi halimbawa mag-self-pity ka na wala kang purchasing power at the moment. Isipin mo, tang-enang creative ko kaya. Hot ko kaya. Ganda ko kaya.
Haba kayo ng pilik mata ko.
Ayan, haba yung pilik mata ko. Tumatama sa salamin ko. Mukhang wiper ng salamin, no? Labo. Okay. Astig ko kayang friend, napaka-reliable ko kaya.
Ang bait ko kayang tao.
Diba? Kinupala ko ng isang tao, I didn't wish him harm.
Yes.
Bait ko kaya.
Pero pinatid ko siya.
Oo. You don't have to wish it. Just do it.
Na-derail tayo.
Sorry. Mali. Pero yun, isipin natin.
So many things about you to be grateful for. To be proud of. In yourself.
Yes. Para lang mabalanse. Para hindi tayo mag-zero in dun sa negative. Yun.
Love it. Yay! Love that.
Sana magustuhan din ni Lila yung mga pinagsasabi natin.
Tinawag ko pa siyang mahirap. Hindi naman niya sinabi.
Asyomero lang tayo.
Nandadamay ako dito.
Okso ba tayo doon, Mami?
So, sana may mapulot si Lila.
Mm-mm. Or kung hindi man si Lila, yung iba nating mahihirap na listeners.
Kakasabi lang, huwag sabihin. Sinabi.
O, yung iba nating mga listeners na struggling sa budget, sa finances lately. Yeah. Okay, ge. Punta na tayo sa second letter sender.
Alright.
Napapangalanan nating Lee. Kanina si Lila. Mm-hmm. Ayun, si Lee.
Yung last si
Oh. Maganda na lang yung tawag sa last. Okay, sabi niya, hello po, may digital ates. Gusto ko pong malaman nyo na sobrang helpful po ng podcast nyo sa akin because it helped my self-reflecting easier and more thorough. That's thorough! Kasi di lang po kayo maganda. Oh, di ba narinig mo yung kagandahan namin?
Saan mo nalaman yan?
Saan mo napulot yan? Chismis na yan. Pati na rin po mindset nyo. Ha, ha, ha. And more than that, I know na very intelligent people po kayo. And I like intelligent people.
Actually, nagmamarunong. Oh, sige. Sige, iyaan natin.
Okay.
Pinuri tayo. Tanggapin natin.
Accept it. Let's not
i-deflect.
Deflect. Yep.
Thank you.
Salamat. Ito sabi niya, kakapalan ko na po mukha ko. Hingi lang po ako love advice. Kaya pala tayo pinupuri. May kailangan to eh.
Kauli ha.
Kaya palang haba ng entrada mo ha. May kailangan eh. Hingi lang po ako love advice kasi naguguluhan na po ako eh. Ganto po kasi ang situation ko ngayon.
Okay.
Ito man, naka all caps.
Dinin.
Mahal ko o mahal ako?
Dandang.
Sabi niya, Girl A. Itago na lang po natin siya sa pangalang May. Siya po yung gusto ko. And ang response niya po sa feelings ko nung umamin po ako is a broad and unelaborated, quote-unquote, di pa ako ready. Kaya po, hindi ko po muna siya niligawan. Medyo may kulang din ako sa part na to kasi di ko pa po siya kino-confront. Confront? Ba't mo awayin?
Ikaw!
Bakit di ka pa ready? Di ko po siya kino-confront. Or baka naman, Lee, baka naman di mo pa siya ina-approach.
Okay.
About doon. Okay. Kasi sabi niya, di pa nga raw niya kinakausap. Kasi binago po talaga ako ng pagkagusto ko sa kanya in a negative way. Kaya nag-decide po ako kalaunan na tigilan na siyang i-pursue.
Paano kaya siya nabago in a negative way?
Baka pumangit.
Oh no.
Charot.
Naging magnanakaw.
Yeah! Charot.
Para sa pag-ibig niya kay May.
Gusto niyang nakawa ng halik.
Charot. No!
Okay. No. Oh, yan. Yan si Girl A, si May.
Okay, so nabago siya negatively ni Girl A. Ito naman si
Hindi girl. Ni Girl, ng pagkagusto niya kay Girl.
Pagkagusto niya kay Girl. Oh, sorry, sinisi ko si May.
Oo nga.
So sorry, May. Girl B. Ito naman yung other girl. Itago na lang po natin siya sa pangalang Jean. Umamin po siya sa circle namin. Hindi po ako present nung time na umamin siya, kaya hindi po directly ang pag-amin niya.
Mm-hmm.
Ang timing naman po nito kasi midway ng pagtigil ko kay May, tsaka ako nalaman na may gusto sa akin si Jean. Kaya sobrang affected po ako sa info na to, to the point na pinapakita ko na kay Jean na ang affection ko, kahit na hindi ko pa naman siya gusto romantically.
Hinga tayo, Nika. Hinga.
And I self-reflected na malaki din talaga ang potential na mahulog din po talaga ako dito kay Jean. Kaya lang po kasi, nag-hold back lang po sa akin is baka isipin ng circle namin and ni Jean also na magiging rebound ko lang po siya.
Hinga ulit tayo.
Okay.
Hinga ulit tayo.
Okay. Do I continue?
Continue ko na.
Sige.
Oh, sabi ni Lee, naguguluhan po ako kasi first time ko po ito. No girlfriend since birth and GSB. For 22 years of my existence, kaya bopols po talaga ako magmahal. And sa mga bagay na to, kaya naisipan ko po humingi ng advice. Tsaka, isa po na tumatak sa akin na lesson nyo is, uy, lesson natin!
Aray!
May love lesson pala tayo! Is, eto raw, non-verbatim daw. Quote, pag hindi ka marunong magmahal, you might unintentionally hurt someone. End quote. Kaya naman, I've been very careful po sa mga actions ko. I think, para i-verbatim natin, kung tama pagkatanda ko, keynote natin si Thich Nhat Hanh.
Hindi ko na nga ito maalala, pero sige, refresh natin ang mga sarili natin.
Something like, Thich Nhat Hanh. Hindi rin pala verbatim. Hindi rin pala verbatim yung sabihin ko.
Ano?
Parang something like, if you don't know how to love, we might wound the one we love. Parang pag hindi ka marunong mag-alaga ng fish, kahit na love mo yung fish na yon,
you might end up killing it.
Yes. Or plant. Ganon.
Okay.
So, yon. Sige. Okay. Harapin natin ang pinagdaraanan ni Lee. Or pinagdaanan.
Okay.
Sige. Mami, what's your take on it?
Sa lahat, ito yung una kong naisip while reading his message to us. Una kong naisip, so gusto lang ba magka-girlfriend ni Lee?
Oo. Ba't mo kailangan mamili?
Correct. Gusto mo lang bang magka-girlfriend?
I mean, or nape-pressure ka ba na magka-girlfriend?
Ah, pwede rin yun. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, with wanting to have a girlfriend or to be in a relationship. Pero be honest about it. Para lang alam mo where your actions will be coming from. So, ginagawa ko to kasi gusto ko nang magka-girlfriend. So, yun. Malaking factor yun sa pag-decide mo kung ano man ang mangyayari dito. Ayun. Kasi, ang quick answer ko to your conundrum is...
Conundrum?
Kasi, kung gusto mo ng meaningful relationship, dapat both. Mahal mo at mahal ka.
Ka. Exactly.
Mahal ako at mahal ko. To be in a meaningful relationship.
Ano yun ah? Basic yun ah. Siyempre may iba pa tayong mga criteria. But that's the most basic.
Yes.
Mahal ka at mahal mo.
So, ang sagot ko ay wala kang pipiliin.
So, true!
Dalawa.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay, dito po nagtatapos ang ating
It's an ending!
sige. Hypothetically, sagutin natin yung question ni Lina. Mahal ko o mahal ako?
So, neither.
Ha?
Neither.
Oo nga, neither. Hindi. Hypothetically, ang sagot ko ay piliin mo ang mahal mo.
O halimbawa, yun ang
halimbawa,
pinili niya.
Halimbawa, yun ang pinili mo. Okay. Halimbawa, yun yung advice natin sa kanya.
Okay.
Halimbawa, ang advice ko sa iyo ay piliin mo ang mahal mo. Una, kung pipiliin mo siya, huwag mo siyang pilitin. Kasi sinabi na nga niya na hindi pa ko ready.
Yes. Sabi nga ni Mel Robbins, let them.
Hamo siya. Magkakagusto sa iyo yan. Sasabihin niya yan sa'yo.
O ipaparamdam niya yan.
Yan sa'yo. Correct. Nung sinabi niya na hindi pa ako ready, it doesn't mean na ikaw gagawin mo siyang ready.
Yes!
It's not your job to make her ready. She will do it for herself.
Or it will happen onto her. Mami!
Yeah,
relate, pero sa ibang episode na.
Okay. Ayan. So, remember, no means no. At hindi mo trabaho na gawin siyang ready.
At contrary to popular belief, ang mga babae, when we say no, we really mean no.
Hindi kami nagpapahabol. Yan. Yan.
Okay.
Hindi kami galit, ha? Sasabi ko lang.
Galit kami sa...
Patriarchy.
Sa assumption na yan na, uy, no daw, nakaka-challenge.
Yeah. And the most possible scenario, if you choose the person na mahal mo pero hindi ka mahal or hindi pa ready, most likely, masaktan ka.
Oo.
Yun na yun.
The fact na alam mong hindi ka mahal, sakit na nun. Masokista yan?
Yan. Okay. Kabilang option. Hypothetically, piliin mo ang mahal ka.
Pero hindi mo mahal.
Pero hindi mo mahal.
Mm.
What will happen will be, siya ang masasaktan.
Mm-mm. Kasi mag-manifest yun eh.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It will show in your actions na hindi mo siya ganun kamahal.
Mm-mm. In the attention you give her or not give her.
Mm-mm. Yun. So most likely, you will not be satisfied
Mm-mm.
in that. And then, you will end up disappointing them, hurting them.
Yes.
Yun. Mm-hmm. Yun yun. I mean, you can fall in love with someone. You can learn how to love someone.
E date mo, pero wag mo irelasyon.
Yan. So yun yung final advice ko for Lee.
Mm.
Go. Explore.
Yeah.
Go. Lumande. Go. Mm. Makipag-date.
Mm-mm.
But do not get into a committed relationship just for the sake of it.
Just for the sake of having a partner.
A relationship. Uh-oh. Just for the sake of having a girlfriend.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
So go. Maglandian kayo ni Jean.
Mm-mm.
Go. Pero you have to be honest with her.
Oo, wag ka paasa.
Na hindi pa kita gustong-gusto ngayon, pero
Mm-mm.
I like your company.
Mm-mm. You don't have to say it that way.
Ah. Oh, sorry. Pero,
na we're just exploring. Let's see where things
will go.
Oo.
Yes. Yun. So, don't get into a committed relationship just for the sake of it.
Mm-hmm. Ox.
How about you?
Ang advice ko ay, pakinggan mo yung episode natin na to be or not to be single.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi doon natin inisa-isa talaga yung mga criteria or considerations kung ano, makikipag-jowa na ba? Or should I be single? Mm-hmm. May mga crowdsourced answers pa doon. So, marami kang mapupulot na insights.
From our other fellow adults.
Oo. Mm-hmm. From us and our fellow adults. Kailan ba yon? February ng 2022, last year, yung episode na yon.
Alright.
Ayun. Tapos, ultimately, start with why. Always start with why. Ano yung objective mo ba kasi sa pakikipagrelasyon? Iba-iba tayo ng objective sa pakikipagrelasyon. Mm-hmm. Practical ba yan? Or pressured, kailangan mong magka-jowa para pamanahan ka ng lolo mo sa tuhod ng multi-million dollars. Ikaw!
I mean, love it! I love that! Gusto ko yung ganong relasyon, ganong reason para makapag-relasyon.
Diba?
Oo. Bet ko yun.
Good motivation yun. Pero halimbawa lang, example lang to, speaking for myself, pinaka-basic ko na objective is to find someone na mahal ko, mahal ako, I can build a happy future together with them,
mm-hmm.
can nurture a healthy relationship together mm-hmm. with them. Yun yung basic. Kapag isa dyan, hindi machekan, X na agad yun. And ang lakas ng loob ko na maglagay ng criteria for choosing a partner because I'm okay being single.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy being single. I can feel my awesomeness and how beautiful my life is as a single person. So, I don't feel desperate to have a partner. Kasi sabi nga nila, di ba, beggars can't choose. Or beggars
can't
don't
be choosers.
Oo, beggars can't be choosers. I can choose because I don't have to beg for it.
Mm-hmm.
Pa! Pa! Ayun. Okay. So, if you're coming from a place na kontento ka naman sa pagiging single, sarili mo, it's so empowering. Kasi ang kakompetensya na nung potential partner mo is not another person. Ang kakompetensya niya is you being single. So the other person has to offer a relationship na mas magpapasaya sa'yo than when you are single. Mm-hmm. And since I'm happy being single, the bar is high.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It really has to be something worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yon. So, point ko lang is, we have to start with why. Kasi kung hindi natin alam kung ano yung objective natin, ano yung non-negotiables natin, what are we looking for, mm-hmm. kahit na vaguely man lang. If you don't know those things, we can fall for anything, for anyone.
Yeah.
Yon. So ask yourself, mut mo kailangan mamili ba in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
Yon. Ngunit,
mm-hmm.
sa tagal nating sumagot.
Tama.
Sensually. Nagka-update na sa predicament.
Predicament! Conundrum!
sa pinagdaraanan ni Lee. Mm. So, eto, update niya, sabi niya. Una po, nag-decide po ako na bago ko i-proceed lahat, mm-hmm. i-confront ko muna. Ang hilig niya mag-confront. I-confront ko muna si Jean tungkol sa nalaman ko na balita. Ang answer po sa akin ni Jean nang mag-usap po kami is, usapang lasing lang daw po iyon, kaya niya na-blurt out iyon.
Okay.
So I've concluded.
Grabe to si Jean, ginulo mo pa si Lee. Okay.
So I've concluded na hindi pa ganun kalalim ang pagkahulog niya sa akin. Baka nga she doesn't even have feelings for me at all. So I stopped showing my affection towards her. As for me naman po, I've decided na i-stop na din po ang pag-pursue sa kanya kasi I think sarado po talaga ang puso niya. Kahit ano pong katok ginawa ko, wala po talaga eh. Ha 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 ha. Feeling ko yung haha nito may luha. Ngayon po, single po ako and close friends pa rin naman po kaming tatlo and wala naman po atang nasaktan sa amin.
Good job.
I guess this just means di pa naman ako jowang-jowa.
Yan. Alright.
But I'm proactive.
Love it.
Yun lang po mga ates, maraming maraming salamat po sa pag-create ng ganitong content. Sana po mabuhay kayo hanggat gusto nyo.
Tama!
My role model, ates. I love how considerate yung wish niya. Kasi pag mabuhay kayo ng mahaba, eh baka ayaw na natin.
Ayoko, tama. I love this, Lee.
I love this. Yung wish mo sa amin, ah. Mm-hmm. And we love your own resolution din.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good job na you're still friends.
Mm-hmm. Kung hindi man, okay lang din yun, ha? It's okay, it's okay. Kumbaga, bonus na lang na na-save nyo yung friendship.
Mm-mm. And gusto ko yung I'm proactive.
Exactly.
So he's doing something about it.
Mm-mm.
Patuloy pong lumalandi.
Actually, best makipag-date or mag-date around kapag hindi ka pa jowang-jowa.
Tama.
Just as best mag-grocery kapag hindi ka
gutom.
Yes.
Kasi pag gutom ka sa grocery, kukunin mo lahat ng makita mong pagkain.
Yes, kahit unhealthy, kahit mahal.
Yes. Kahit din sa tao.
Yes.
Kapag duwang-duwa ka na, kahit sinong maging available or
bigyan ka ng attention,
you will fall for them agad.
Yes.
So, good job, Lee!
Good job, Lee. Nice one, nice one.
Hindi naman pala niya kinailangan yung advice natin na resolve niya.
Gusto lang pala nito mag-vent out. Or feeling ko lang talaga ang tagal lang ng sagot natin. Sorry na.
Tagal mag-reply, ni-resolve ko na lang on my own.
Oo. Napanis na yung gusto ko sa kanila.
Thank you, Lee.
Salamat.
And thank you din kay May at saka kay Jean kahit hindi nila alam na pinag-usapan natin sila.
Pero wait, share ko lang. Medyo nag-strike lang sa akin na sabi ni Lee kasi parang hindi pa naman yata ako ganun kagusto ni Jean so hindi na lang din ako nagpakita ng affection. Mm. I don't know if it's a guy thing. If it's a strategic dating default. Is it?
I wouldn't say it's a guy thing,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's
common
manipulative.
Oh, can you expound on it?
Kasi, so, papakitaan ko lang ng affection si ganito.
Kasi kapag, sure ball.
Oo, kapag sure ako na gusto niya ako. So, may condition.
Or?
Conditional. Ah, sige. So, hindi siya manipulative, conditional siya.
If it's?
Conditional love. What can you say?
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's not courageous. Kasi tataya ka lang kapag sigurado mo yung outcome. Love is not like that. Love is a risk. It takes courage to really deeply love. To celebrate a person and offer your love without the assurance na makikipag-commit siya sa'yo.
Mm-mm.
Now, kung hindi siya makikipag-commit sa'yo, ganun talaga. You have to respect that.
Yeah.
And you have to feel the pain. But you loved. It's a gift in itself. So, to quote-unquote love someone, only if sure ka na gusto ka na niya, maybe you will have to rethink again kung love ba talaga yun. Yun. So, moving forward lang, baka
makatulong
yung footnote question na yun. Love ba talaga yun? Or are you just playing safe? Yun. naman.
It's good that there's still something to think about for Lee.
Yes. Kala niya resolved na, ha?
So, na sabi nga niya, he's being proactive.
Mm-mm. Good job.
Yeah. So, consider mo yon while you're looking for people to date and be in a relationship with.
All right.
And the last advice-seeking message we have for today is from Giselle Salvador. Mm. Actually, specifically asked to you, Carla. Mm. Pero ito, babasahin ko na. Yan. Sabi ni Giselle, hello po, narinig ko po sa isa sa mga podcast episodes nyo na nagkaroon po si Carla ng hyperthyroidism. Mm-hmm. Tanong ko lang po sana kung may maipapayo siya sa akin about the final treatment if by chance nag-undergo rin po siya. Thank you po.
Final treatment?
Yes, Doc Carla. Ano
una sa lahat,
masasabi mo?
Ang sabi ko kay Giselle ay mag-consult siya sa endocrinologist. Kung hyperthyroid talaga, ha. So para hindi ka na pagpasapasahan sa ng iba't ibang espesyalista, yun lang ang pinaka mapapayo ko siguro na mag-consult ng endocrinologist.
Okay.
Kasi una sa lahat, hindi ako doktor. Tsaka, kailangan talaga ng personal check-up eh. Tapos, yung gamot kasi, yung treatment na tinake ko. Oo, na nireseta, na tinake ko. Important yung dosage. So, yes. Habang nagbe-better, binabawasan yung dosage. Tama. And all. So, I couldn't decide it on my own, yes, for my own body, let alone for someone else's. So, kailangan talaga ng guidance at professional help ng endocrinologist. Yun lang naman. Pagaling ka, Giselle.
Tama.
Very manageable ang hyperthyroidism, especially kapag naagapan. So, caring-care yan.
So, yun. So, across the board, if it's about your health, always consult a doctor. Yes.
Ma'am, ang swerte natin kasi ang dami nating kaibigang doktor. So, halimbawa,
may libreng konsultasyon.
Yes, may libreng konsultasyon. Minsan may libreng reseta. Or kung kailangan man ng mga iba-ibang steps. Kumbaga, nakakat na yung steps kasi instead na pagpasapasahan ako ng iba't ibang
specialist. Marerefer ka na niya to the exact,
yes,
doctor who has that kind of
specialization. Yes.
Pansit.
Oo, menudo, yeah, that's specialty.
Charot. Ay, nika.
Alright.
So, ayun po ang mga adulting concerns ng tatlo sa fellow adults natin. Sana makatulong yung insights namin, Lila, Lee, and Giselle, sa mga pinagdaraanan ninyo at pagdaraanan pa. Sama-sama tayo dyan. And pati na sa ibang listeners natin who can relate to your struggles, sana may mapulot kayo from those.
And, Ma'am Shnika, for more audience participation, ang reco round natin for this episode ay galing sa fellow adult natin.
Love it!
Pangalanan natin siyang Kat Reyes, the maker of elementary jewelry.
Yes!
This is the hack for cleaning your sterling silver or yellow gold jewelry. So if your piece has any pearls or stones in it, leave that part out of the solution. So the solution is vinegar and salt. And put those in a ceramic or plastic bowl. And then pop it in the microwave for 15 to 30 seconds. And then you have to stir it with any utensil na hindi metal. So it's very important not to let any other metal contaminate the solution. And then, pag nahalo mo na siya, put in your jewelry that you want to clean for about 5 to 10 minutes and take it out and wipe it clean. And mawawala, dapat matatanggal yung any dark parts or oxidation.
Thank you so much, Mom Shkat.
Fellow adults, kayo rin kung may adulting recommendation kayo na hopefully hindi pa nababanggit sa previous episodes natin, please send us a voice note habang kinakwento nyo yung recommendation ninyo. Keep it under 1 minute and hopefully tahimik ang background para marinig ng fellow adults natin yung boses ninyo ng mabuti.
Yes.
Yan.
Bawal may kumakahol tulad ni Pechay.
Sorry na.
Joke lang. Ayan. Pero dun sa mga wala pang ma-share na adulting recommendation, mm-hmm. Ox lang. Mm-hmm. What you can share is this episode. Yes. Pwedeng-pwede nyong i-share sa social media nyo tong episode na to or kung anumang episode natin yung tumatak sa nyo. Mm. Please tag us. Our handle across social media is It's an Adult Thing. So hopefully, ma-share namin yung post nyo, especially when you put your own thoughts in the caption. We love hearing your insights, guys. So let us know your take on our topics through your posts and captions.
Alright! That's all for now! Hanggang sa mali, fellow adults. This has been Mika
and Carla, encouraging our fellow adults to tap into the knowledge and experiences of others so we can navigate the challenges of life together. Because it's an adult thing!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.